Merci, madame.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I wish to thank the UNHCR for inviting me to speak today on this very important topic. I'm delighted to be sitting alongside colleagues from Mexico, Canada, Niger, and Switzerland on this panel. France fully supports the setting up of the ACSG mechanism foreseen in the Global Compact for Refugees. Indeed, broad spread development of effective and fair asylum systems are essential to guarantee that international protection needs are duly identified and considered. Bearing this in mind, in the past, with assistance from the UNHCR, the OFPRA, which is a national body which has an extensive experience in RSD, has already worked on cooperation projects with states, indicating its which indicated their interest in the French asylum system. For example, recently we looked at Niger and Tunisia. Of course, these actions were carried out in association with other actors from the French asylum system. This is very important because these other actors include the Ministry for Home Affairs, which is responsible for RSD and determining the asylum system. It's the prefectures who are responsible for taking in asylum claims, but we also work with the National Court on Asylum, which is the body with jurisdiction to rule on OFPRA decisions. So this is about global cooperation, which was rolled out. More concretely, actions took various forms. First of all, in France, we welcomed foreign delegations and explained different parts of the asylum procedure, including inter alia. For the recent procedure, when it comes to asylum requests at the border, we explained the working methods of different actors, including OFPRA and the National Court for the Right to Asylum. Furthermore, we carried out field visits to these countries, where we spoke with national experts and shared information, training, or other forms of support. We also, in recent years, made available our protection officers to UNHCR. Now, these are people who are specialists in asylum determination, and this was relevant for eligibility claims put forward in some states. It's also interesting to note that in some cases, especially in the case of Niger, as mentioned by Mr. Malangoni, these actions were coupled with other forms of asylum cooperation, including resettlement. For example, in early 2018, OFPRA rolled out training for Nigerian officers regarding resettlement. Furthermore, I wish to recall that France has seen significant developments in its resettlement efforts over the last few years. In the last 2 years, indeed, alongside these other national partners, OFPRA participated in some 20 missions to the Middle East and Africa, concretely often to Niger, as part of a program which led to the resettlement of some 10,000 people in France. Continuing in the footsteps of these past actions, France will support the ACSG to implement on the national stage, in cooperation with the UNHCR, with whom we've already been working closely, a partnership implying all French asylum system participants to cover asylum requests. Actions for interested states will cover two primary aims. First of all, they will provide support in drafting asylum-related legislation, and secondly, they will provide technical support to building a fair, effective asylum system, whether this comes to RSD, including jurisdictional aspects through the National Court for the Right to Asylum, or organizational and logistical measures which are relevant thereto. Concretely, OFPRA's steps include the following. First of all, regarding expertise regarding asylum applications and protected individuals, we have shared information about interview techniques, bearing in mind the issue of vulnerability. Here, OFPRA has significant expertise developed in recent years. We also work on drafting administrative decisions on asylum. We have expertise on countries of origin, and we also have worked to pull together documentation regarding asylum seekers. In terms of organizational and logistical aspects, we train officers responsible for eligibility, we work on codes of ethics, we have quality controls for decisions, and we also have worked on more technical aspects, including digitalization of procedures, which is very relevant given that the asylum system has processed a high number of files and must hand down a large number of decisions. Concretely, in terms of cooperation, the ways that this will be rolled out will depend on the needs and measures available, but in the past we have included training, sharing of information and good practices, and making available our experts in various spheres. So that briefly sums up the work that we have done and the work we aim to do, and we're very committed, and I'd like to underscore this in concluding, that there is significant mutual reciprocal support for such cooperation, both with the countries we're working with and within our own asylum system, which can capitalize on such exchanges. Thank you very much.